Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. It's the fourth hour of the show. On the East Coast, I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. On the West Coast, I get started at 7 p.m. Pacific. So shout-outs to everybody on their way home from work. People already at home, people making that money, all the Uber delivery drivers and Lyft and Amazon and the bar workers and the restaurant people and people that you know, they're using their eyes, so they just use their ears to listen. Appreciate you. Everybody on the free Odyssey app, people tuned in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, clearing stations all across the country. Ha ha ha. SiriusXM channel 158. People on smart speakers and just everywhere, all over the world. Somebody called from Bulgaria last week. My friends listen in Paris. What's up, Canada? Y'all are close. I love you too. I appreciate you guys for having cooler summers. Congratulations. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy Monday. It's been a busy weekend. I know we basically pulled up on Tuesday. We're pulling up on Tuesday, depending on where you live. Tim Anderson suspended 6 games after that fight. Jose Ramirez suspended 3 games. Simone Biles makes her return. She looks great. See if she goes to the Olympics next year in Paris. Teddy Bridgewater, he signed with the Lions. Good for him. The ACC wants Cal and Stanford. What are we doing here? The Pac-12 is about to not exist, just flatten, period. Kevin Brown. Shep, that's his name, right? The guy getting all the attention? Shep is busy.
Oh, no. I said you were correct.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, not the big pitcher, but the broadcaster out of Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. No, the one that's getting more attention than the actual team, right?
I'd say 10 times the amount, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, we got a broadcaster for the Orioles. I mean, they put him in cobwebs for not doing anything, really.
And JR, you are a very good barometer of what people want to talk about. I cannot recall one show in working with you the last 2 years you've talked about the Orioles for more than one segment as a team.
Right. Yeah, no, this is the biggest Orioles story that there's been in years. Yeah, it is. It's factual. My apologies to everybody listening in Baltimore on The Fan, but from a and not a CBS sports radio perspective, not from a sports radio perspective, from an interest perspective, this is the most interesting Orioles story, and my apologies. What's the dude from the Yankees, the little kid, Jeffrey Mayer? That's his name, right, Shep?
Yeah, the kid that helped Jeter with the home run, right.
That was more than 20 years ago. That was more than 25 years ago.
96 ALCS.
Come on now. That's the biggest story in all. And I wish I was telling you a lie. I wish I was, but I'm not. It's the biggest story since then involving the Orioles. It's how bad they've been. I'm sorry. I'm saying, and not from a Baltimore Orioles fan perspective, not from an Orioles, but when you wake up in the morning and they're talking about this poor dude who's been suspended for no reason on Good Morning America, when Gary Cohen is on SNY, and Gary Cohen don't bother nobody. He is very straightforward, but he don't bother nobody. When he is saying comments about your organization like this, like you ask. Listen to what Gary Cohen said on SNY.
Baltimore Orioles organization draped itself in utter humiliation with their treatment of one of their young broadcasters, a guy named Kevin Brown, who is one of the great young talents in broadcasting in this game.
Yeah, what did Kevin Owens say? Hey, let's take, or Kevin Owens, what did Kevin Brown say? Let's listen, Masson.
This has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in, but the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St.
The man, that's what they gave him the boot for. What did he say? Nothing. No, you didn't miss anything. No, this wasn't a clever editing job. No, nothing was taken out of context. I guess pointing out the fact that they haven't had success against the Rays, I guess, sent the owners, Angelos, into a tizzy. Michael Kay from the Yankees and ESPN, he thinks the Orioles are crap too for this.
So the graphic had already been printed out, and you said this earlier, in their notes. That very thing was in their notes. This makes the Orioles look so small and insignificant and minor league. And, of course, they don't comment on personnel matters. And they didn't say they fired the guy. They suspended him. But can you imagine how that guy must feel? He has to keep his mouth shut. He can't criticize the Orioles because then he'll get fired. So, of course, we look forward to Kevin coming back. But you embarrassed the guy for no reason. And, most importantly, you embarrassed yourself. What you did is disgraceful.
And that was Michael Kay on Yes. And then ESPN, his radio show. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, I guess, time flies so much. It's 2 weeks now at this point. We talked about Sean Payton destroying Nathaniel Hackett. We're telling everyone, just for no apparent reason, being a bully, oh, it's worst coaching job ever by Nathaniel Hackett. And like, damn, bro. Why are you chopping down on somebody? You don't got nothing to do with you. You're supposed to be the big boss, smart man to come clean up the mess. Why are you still crapping on this guy? Leave him alone. And Shep said it last week. It's like low-hanging fruit. Like do something else.
Well, it's okay, JR, because he had his Fox Sport hat on.
Oh, yeah, he did. He forgot he wasn't a coach anymore. And so here you have Gary Cohen and Michael Kay, for the most part. You know, Gary Cohen don't bother nobody. And Michael Kay certainly has a radio show. He will respond and say things. He doesn't bother nobody. He has strong opinions. People may not always like him. He don't bother nobody. You got Gary Cohen and Michael Kay crapping on the Orioles, and they got all the reason in the world, and they don't bother nobody. People crap on Michael Kay, and he will come and defend himself. He don't say nothing. If anything, people say, oh, he's too light on the Yankees, and Gary Cohen just shoots straight. And when you have them, when you have other announcers across baseball talking about how bad your team is and how badly they're run because of this, whoa. This is all over the place. This story has gone beyond traditional sports news or traditional sports media, front office sports, sports business journal. It's gone beyond that. This has been picked up by, yes, Fox. FoxNews.com has picked this story up. This is going to be on Good Morning America. The announcer that got suspended for saying what? For saying nothing. For just telling the truth. Which he and the producers had to agree on, and the graphics people. It's just sad. This and then the Riverboat story. Probably the worst two stories just all over the internet, all over television and radio over the past 24 hours. Yeah, the people with the boat in Montgomery, just everybody started fighting. It was pretty wild.
JR, I have a very quick question.
Yeah, sure.
I know you're very clear and adamant about him not doing anything wrong, but isn't it also fair to say you want to take it a step further and what he did was actually precisely what he should be doing as a professional,
yes,
objective broadcaster?
You provide the facts. Yes. You provide the information. Yes. You give it to the folks, good and bad. Yes. You allow the color person to come through and provide color commentary. He did his job perfectly, man. He ain't say nothing crazy. He put everything into a proper perspective. Look, anyone who has a microphone, and here I go talking and telling people stuff again. Somebody will call me and tell me about my job. Anytime you have a microphone in front of you, anytime you have a platform, it's all about storytelling. There's an art to storytelling. There's a reason. There is not a rhyme or a reason. Even when I'm on air, everything that I say, everything that I do, how I say it, even reacting to a call or not, has a purpose. It's telling a story. There's a reason sometimes I get amped. There's a reason sometimes I bring it low. There's a reason sometimes I go back and forth with a caller. There's a reason why sometimes I'll tell a caller to be quiet. Everything is a story. And so whether you're sitting here doing my job, or whether you're play-by-play, or whether you're the news person, or whether you're reading a story to a child, it's all about perspective. And his job is to tell the story of the game, the who, what, when, why, where, what has taken place, what is taking place now, what's about to take place, because you want to engage the viewer. You want to capture the attention of the listener. And all he did was provide proper context. He'd be doing a crappy job if he didn't provide context. There's not a damn thing in sports that's all roses. There's going to be a losing streak. There's going to be a winning streak. And to omit the facts and the truth, that's the robbery for the viewers. And so you have owners who are just overly sensitive, who are concerned about the bottom line, who think that their customers, the fans, are complete idiots, that, oh, well, if the announcer is saying how bad we are, then they won't buy a ticket. Like, come on, man. Just because you don't have to buy a ticket, why are you so detached from reality? The best broadcasters, I find, are the ones who shoot it straight. You don't have to be overly critical, positive, negative, one way or the other. Give me the facts. And be a human being about it. Have some personality. But just give me the facts. That man didn't do anything. And how this story pans out over the next few days, for the Orioles to say that he hasn't been suspended. Okay, sure, I guess they're still giving him his check. But to have him away, say we don't comment on employment decisions, and to respond that he will be back soon, man, what a slap in the face to everybody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mario calling from Vancouver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Open Line Talk Radio Sports, how long has that been around for?
For the better part of a full time, maybe pushing 40 years.
Yeah, because I've been listening to talk radio probably since I was 6 years old. My old man always had it on the radio, and it was always talking about, you know, the government or what City Hall was doing. And it was never sports open line radio. There wasn't any of that in Vancouver at one time.
Right.
But now I've noticed it's changed too much where you can't say anything anymore. And if you say the truth, it might cost you your job. Like that Kevin Brown guy, he's going to be, well, you know who's the happiest guy in America right now, JR? Do you know?
The happiest guy in America?
The happiest guy.
I don't know. Where's Elon Musk right now? Where's Zuckerberg? Aren't they going to fight? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't care about those guys, you know, but, you know.
Who is it?
Just seems the happiest guy in America has got to be that guy sitting down in Florida that's getting all those indictments.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's Trump got to do with the Orioles?
Trump's got nothing to do with the Orioles. The Orioles are sports. But what the Oriole management did to that player for just playing setting up the game, like, you know, telling the history of those two teams, they've turned that guy into a star.
Yeah, I hope he gets a job somewhere else. Yeah, I hope
well,
so.
Well, I would think he's going to get a job somewhere else because he's going to attract what you call revenue.
I'm not going to go that far, Mario.
Well, how about
this, Mario? Here, quick question. You're in Vancouver. You keep up with baseball?
Yeah, I follow the Blue Jays a bit.
Oh, okay. How about this? Name me the play-by-play guy for the Mariners on TV.
For the Mariners?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Well, my point exactly. So if you think that Kevin Brown getting another job somewhere is going to lead to revenue for team,
he might be making more money not doing. He might end up on all these talk TV shows and late night television and.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if that's what he would want to do. And thank you for calling from Vancouver. A lot of these dudes, they don't want that attention. They love baseball. This man wants to talk about baseball. He wants to mind his business. And now he talks about baseball. He gets kind of put into mothballs, into cobwebs. And he has to be embarrassed by all of this. His friends and family got to be hitting him up. And he has to be going to sleep at night going, oh, my God, my name is everywhere.
And, JR, the TV play-by-play guy for the Mariners is actually a legend in this business. And most people could not even come up with him if you gave him five choices.
Well, who is it?
Oh, he used to host at WFAN. Dave Sims.
Oh, I know Dave.
Right. He's a legend in this business.
Yeah, we've had Dave on the show.
Right.
You know what? Maybe we should hit up Dave. He may want to stay clear of this, you know?
I think they all want to stay clear of this.
Yeah, and I think, after Gary and Michael Kay, you know, and that, see, I stay above that crap. So I'm not going to ask Dave to come on and just be like, hey, Dave, what do you think about this? And I don't need to pile on. Yeah, it's wild. I know Dave's son too. He's a good dude.
Jared or Jordan?
Oh, Jared with the tech, with the swing, with the bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's 39 or 40 now.
Yeah, isn't he in Detroit?
I believe so. And his younger son, Jordan, I believe is 34.
Yeah, why are we telling this man all this man's business? Well,
that's what I'm saying. He's a legend in this business. You know about his family.
Yeah. His son is cool. Yeah, cool dudes. I haven't spoken to his son. I talk to the dad more than the sons. Anyway, hey, look, my point is you'd be hard-pressed to pick out announcers from city to city. 855-212-4CBS. Jonesy from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jonesy?
Hey, JR, man. Listen, man. I was listening earlier. Man, I've been listening to your show for like over 2 years, man.
Yeah.
And as the great late John Thompson Jr. would say, your show is piping hot and jumping out the pot. You understand what I'm saying? So, man, you keep doing what you're doing. I think you're the most professional guy to come across on these airwaves. And so I don't know what Dustin was talking about, but I'm very familiar with Robert from Annapolis. I don't know if you got my tweet earlier. I tweeted you about that. But
no, wait. What happened? This is call on call of violence. What happened? We don't want. This is gonna be like the boat in Montgomery.
No, it's not gonna be like.
Oh, what happened?
No, Robert. He tries to pretty much push crazy narratives and things across the airwaves from time to time here in the D.C. area, and you know, it's a lot of call of pylons on him alone. So when he calls and start talking sideways, so you know, people put him back right, and sometimes it's even the radio show host that puts him back in the pocket right. But man, keep doing what you're doing, and I love your show. And man, yes indeed, this won't be my last time calling. And as far as the Baltimore announcers and things, and I can't name you not one, but I can name you the radio announcers for the Nationals here in D.C., Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. That's the best I could do for you. And I do follow a little baseball here and there, but I'm for the home team.
Well, yep. I bet you the fans in Dallas, they don't know who the hell you just mentioned. You know, that's the whole
exactly.
point. Thank you. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate
you, man.
Nah, I love you too. Thank you. Yeah, what people don't know is I've been around enough cities that I know the callers that the local people be like, hey, listen, I know JR. That guy, he calls us too. We don't. It's pretty funny. You have these conversations. 855-212-4CBS. Cornell from Maryland, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
This is just my take on it. When the announcers came on the scene, and a couple years ago, it was Melanie Newman and Brown, and they were supposed to be the primary hosts. And then they brought Jeff Arnold on, and then Scott Garceau came on the scene, so to diminish the role of Brown. But if you take what he said, now this is just my take again, that it was kind of cryptic because the Orioles have had a beef with Tampa Bay because of the Masson suit. And one of the owners, which was the Tampa Bay Rays, four owners voted against the Orioles and had to come up with $300 million. So if you read between the lines, talk about how sorry the Orioles were against Tampa Bay, I guess Masson didn't want to hear that. Am I right in saying that?
I think that's if that is the case, that's even more crap, and that's me putting in radio terms to keep me on air.
Right.
That's crap, right, man. Like, who? That's, I told you, this is a rich dude, and it doesn't matter the circumstances. It's just rich dudes being rich and belligerent and just being jerks for no reason, Cornell. That's it.
Well, okay. I just wanted to get my point. One more comment.
Yes.
Have you saw DJ Diesel yet?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
I see him kind of a lot. Why are you at? That's kind of random.
But his show at the stadium, you never really saw it.
What, Shaq in person?
Yeah, doing his DJ thing.
No, him and I, no. The last I saw Shaq, we agreed to fight in New Jersey or the Bronx. But, no, I haven't seen him DJ, no.
Well, yeah, that little DJ thing is pretty good. He got going there touring all the stadiums. I thought it was pretty humorous.
Yeah, no, he pops up and does plenty of festivals just all over the world. Nah, Shaq and DJ. Hey, Cornell, you like DJing?
Oh, I'm far from that.
Okay.
I'm really,
hey, I got some new. You like the cha-cha slide?
Never heard of him.
No, him. This the dance. What? The cha-cha slide.
Oh, I know. I'm way out. That's way out of my league right there.
Wait. You've never heard Featuring of the cha-cha the slide? Band, and this time we're gonna get funky. Well, that's a remix of it. Cornell.
Yeah.
You never heard the cha-cha? Cha-cha, real smooth. Do do do. No, clap your hands.
No, I never.
Crisscross.
No, I never heard of him. I have to say.
Okay, all right. Well, look it up. Okay, but listen,
if that talk show radio thing don't go on, you know, check out that DJing thing.
Me?
Yeah.
My whole background is in music, man. I don't need the DJ. And talk radio, I've been doing a whole lot before I was asked to sit down and do this. I think I'm okay.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Cornell. I thought everybody knows the cha-cha slide, right? Cha-cha real smooth.
That's the
slide? That's the Cupid
Shuffle. Apparently, I don't know it either.
That's the Cupid Shuffle, right? Yeah. That's the Cupid Shuffle. That's not the cha-cha. Cha-cha real smooth. Do-do-do-do. Charlie Brown, go to work. Anyway, my people in Chicago know this. The maker, creator of the cha-cha slide passed away. It's sad. Played at weddings.
Left foot, let's stop.
There we go.
Cha-cha real smooth.
There we go. Here we go. Go to work.
Turn it out.
Oh, here we go.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all.
Okay, that's enough. Then we have to pay for this. We ain't doing that. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I want to give you the latest update on schools moving conferences. Oh, it's happening again, probably. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk shows.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice, and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. In today's, I guess, daily news when it comes down to conference realignment in college athletics. We know about the Pac-12 being pilfered, and it's like these other conferences are like pirates, okay? The latest today, Cal and Stanford, maybe not going to the ACC. Like, they want to go to the ACC, and the ACC is going to have a meeting, I believe, on Tuesday to look into the viability of such. Wait a minute. I saw this earlier today, and I had to go, wait a minute. What? The ACC? Atlantic? Isn't that what it's for? Atlantic? Like, not Pacific? Like, PAC is Pacific. A in Atlantic, an A in ACC, Atlantic. What are we doing here? What school in the ACC is furthest west? What, Louisville? Like, what are we doing here? This is nuts. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen. There is not agreement. It's been reported that, you know, they're looking into it between Cal and Stanford. They're trying to figure out if they can go to the ACC. The ACC presidents are supposed to meet and try to figure this out. Well, they can't stay in the Pac-12, can they? And if they stay in the Pac-12, they're going to get joined by a bunch of lesser schools. I mean, damn. Oh, by the way, Nick Saban, of course, Nick Saban weighs in on everything because it's Nick Saban. Nick Saban put in his two cents over the weekend as well, and he lamented the fact that there were so many traditions in college football that are going to be disappearing with the destruction of the conferences. Listen to this.
Look, I did not hear what anybody's comments have been about this. Look, there's a lot of traditions that we've had for a long time in college football, and I think we're in a time of evolution for whatever reasons, and some of those traditions are going to get sort of pushed by the wayside, I think, and it's sad.
Yeah, well, I like how he says some reason. What you mean some reason? We don't know the reasons that we have conference realignment. It's to chase money, man. Not some reasons or why this time in particular. We know why. Money. It's terrible. 855-212-4CBS. Not terrible for anybody going to get the money, but terrible that he would sit up there for whatever reason. Man, we know the reasons. Claudius calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I want to voice my opinion on the college realignment. Thank you, JR.
Claudius, hold on. Yeah, Claudius, I'm sorry. It sounds terrible, man. Sounds like the windows are down. It sounds like you're talking to me with SpongeBob, man. Like it's water and air. Try to fix it, and we'll try to get you on the other side of the break before we roll out, Claudius. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Yes, before we roll out, we're going to put a recap and summation to everything that we discussed and talked about tonight. And, oh, yeah, guess what? The United States of America played basketball, and they beat Puerto Rico. They should feel proud about that, right? I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, sir? I love the show, man. I wanted to say I've enjoyed your show forever, and I've gone through some tough times. Man, your show, I feel like you're my spirit radio personality. I just really enjoy you, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm better than just being called in. Flat a spirit animal. I'll take that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What a busy night. The world of sports, and I think at least America has found out about this guy, Kevin Brown, now that the Orioles have kind of punished him for no reason. And we talked about Tim Anderson being suspended 6 games. Tim Anderson throwing up his dukes on Saturday night, and he got put down. Jose Ramirez only suspended 3 games, both appealing their suspensions. I just told you before the break, Cal and Stanford and the ACC, could this be a match? Two West Coast schools going to the ACC? I mean, that's more of a stretch than everybody else. Moving into the middle of the country, or just conferences and geographics that just don't max or they don't match anymore. Throw that out the window. We talked about Simone Biles. We talked about Messi. Simone Biles coming back over the weekend, having an amazing performance at a meet in Chicago. Messi scoring 2 more goals over the weekend, making it look real easy. Oh, how about this? This took place today, on Monday, I should say. The Houston Astros, the defending World Series champs, they were in D.C. visiting with President Biden. And of course, President Biden, I think he remembered everybody's names, at least. He remembered Dusty Baker's name. And he didn't waste any time by throwing around an old person joke at Dusty Baker. Listen to this.
Led by, and this is not hyperbole, the legendary Dusty Baker. Worst part was I remember rooting for him as a kid, and I was older than he was. Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, there's always old people jokes for Biden. I guess he can't go a joke without making one about himself now, whoever writes his jokes. We talked about Richard Sherman. He's going to Fox. He's going to be opposite Skip Bayless for 50 to 100 episodes for Undisputed in place of Shannon Sharp. So get ready for more Richard Sherman and Skip Bayless going back and forth. Let's hear a little bit of that. This is from almost 10 years ago on ESPN. And Stephen A. Smith is a guest, or he's a host, I should say, with Richard Sherman, who's a guest, and Skip Bayless is there. Let's listen to this for a sec.
How good do you really believe you are? Because you got people out there looking at you and saying, he's just talking smack. How good do you believe you are?
Well, I believe my numbers speak for themselves. I mean, my tape speaks for myself, for itself. My tape is my resume. That's what I leave it up to. I mean, you can say whatever you want. Skip can say whatever he wants, but Skip, whenever you refer to me, whenever you speak to me, whenever you address me, address me as all-pro Stanford graduate, because those are some accomplishments you can aspire to, you will never accomplish. You have never accomplished anything. So, but those things are on my resume. Those are what I've done. It's my second year in the NFL, going on my third. I mean, you tell me who's wrong.
Okay, I'll accept that. I think I've accomplished more in my field than you have in yours, though you're just getting started.
So I'm the top of my field. So I'm all pro. I'm the best, one of the best 22 players in the NFL. You're going to brush it off, but I don't think you're the best 22 anything in sports and in media and anything. I think
that's
you
debatable.
Think more of yourself than you actually can, you know, prove. But
okay. Do you think you're better than Darrell Revis is right now?
In my 24 years of life, I'm better at life than you.
Okay, wow. Well, damn. And so, yeah, they've sat down. They don't got no real beef. They sat down. They met, whatever, a bunch of times. And that should be interesting. I just know that Skip Bayless has a shelf life on television. And this is going to be good for Richard Sherman. I'm happy for him. But this is going to be good for Richard for the moment. And who knows how longer Bayless is going to be on TV. I have no idea. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Nice talking to you, JR. Hey, JR.
Yes.
You know, I've been listening to talk radio since the mid-60s. That's what kept me safe in my home, you know, talking to people on the radio and listening. And I heard you tell the person on the radio to wait. And he say, well, why did you tell me to shut up? And I heard you say, wait. So tell them Michael from Cleveland is telling them to shut up. That way you can do your job because you do an excellent job. I know you do an excellent job because you let me come on this radio station. You're one of the best things that I listen to on the radio. But the best thing I see in person is Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, who I'm going to see on the 26th. Of August at the MGM.
Right, they didn't come by yet. They didn't come by yet.
No. They he's coming here. This might be his last run. Like I can get you and your producer a ticket if you want to make it.
What day is it?
Pardon me?
What day is it again?
It's gonna be on a Thursday, the 24th of August.
Oh no, I can't.
At the MGM.
No, I can't do that. I gotta be in Washington D.C. that day.
I'm so proud of you, the way you handle your business and your man as a producer. He can do a talk show and produce. I mean, people don't know what talk radio really does for people. You know, that y'all can just come on the airwaves and keep us like this. But I'm glad you were on the other end of the phone when I called because people like you is what we need in the world right now.
Thank you, Mike.
I just want to thank you for being there.
Yeah,
that's all.
Shep is awesome, of course. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hey, Shep, people like us. They do.
I think they love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Step above like.
Oh, that's nice. Send money. 855-212-4CBS. Claudius, hopefully, sounds better. Hey, Claudius, you okay?
Hey, I'm still here. What's up, man? Good morning.
Oh, now you sound better. What were you doing? Calling me with the windows down?
No, I was driving, man. I'm a CDL driver. I drive regional. I'm from Florida. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You see, what, a commercial driver's license?
Yeah, I got a CDL from Florida. I'm a Florida CDL holder. Thank you.
What's in the back of that truck? What was in the back of the truck?
I got chicken.
Yo, like dead chicken?
Like dead chicken, yeah. Like box chicken, yeah. I'm going to the new distribution center in North Carolina, Publix.
Oh, okay. We don't need to know all of it. Hey, there's a guy that listens. He's a goat farmer in Florida. Maybe I can connect you guys, okay?
All right, cool.
What's up, Claudius? What's up?
Hey, listen, my opinion on the conference realignment, like you said, it's all about money. That's for number one. Number two, I feel like it's making the sports look bad. Like, you know, just taking these schools out of the Pac-12, making them look silly next year in the 2024 season. It's going to make the Pac-12 look like junk next year, you know? And, I mean, yeah, it's adding to more conferences.
Yeah.
But like you said, it comes down to the money situation, the TV deals.
They look like junk now.
They do it. They really do. And me personally, I do not like it because it's not it's breaking apart the rivalries.
Right. Yeah, that's what Nick Saban said. Let me tell you something. If Cal and Stanford go over to the ACC,
right,
I'm going to look at it and I'm going to laugh. Like, what else can I do at that point? I would just laugh.
Yeah, it's just not looking good for the sport, period, man, the way it's shaping up next season.
It's still gonna generate money, still going to generate interest. And let me tell you, after a few years, and this is – let me not say that, because we're going to move into more and more years of, of just – realignment and consolidation, but they'll come a point in time where people will get over it. Claudius, thank you for calling from Florida, man.
All right, later.
No doubt about it. Hey, Shep, we got to really find the goat farmer and connect him with Claudius. You think they could start a business together?
You never know. Crazy things have happened.
The man is like, I said, what's in the back of your truck? He said, chickens. Now, I have seen a lot. Shep, you ever been down the road and seen the live chickens?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, I've been down the road, and you see feathers flying outside the cage, and I'm like, is this cool for the chickens? Chickens just freewheeling in the back of a truck going 90 miles per hour, and I'm like, you don't got vertigo? Like, this is not fair.
That's not good for anybody.
Yes, it's not. People are doing it. Hey, Kenny from Baltimore, you got to go quick. Go ahead.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. We up against the end of the show. What's your point?
I mean, John Angelos fired everybody 3 years ago. He fired Gary Thorne and Hunter. These Jim Hunter, you know, these are
legends.
Fired them all, yeah. You know, and one thing about John Angelos, you know, is that he's somebody that doesn't keep his word. You know, he said that.
Open up his books.
Well, he said it's not so much that, JR. He said that he was going to sign a lease.
With Camden.
Brother, you know, and they sell this field, didn't sign the lease. All-Star didn't sign the lease. Didn't sign the lease. The lease is expiring in 3 months. He's lied about that. And I don't know if you heard this. There's rumors that he might try to move the Orioles to Tennessee next year.
Oh, Kenny, I'd be damned if that happens. I don't think that'll be the case. That'll be a ridiculous travesty. And thank you for calling from Baltimore. Hey, listen, we know the Orioles, crap-run organization. We know that. That's it. Hey, shout-outs to everybody who tuned in tonight. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can find me in the meantime on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to Shep. Thank you to you for listening. The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio is done. Amy Lawrence, coming up next.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.